It's like being married to her, you know? Yes, honey, no, honey, whatever it is you want is fine with me. And it's good. It's worked. Works in real life, too.
That's Gabriel Rangel. He's not talking about his girlfriend there. He's talking about Sadie, the dog he handles. She's the Scottish Terrier who took home Best in Show in the Westminster Dog Show. Joining us to talk about it is Sarah Montague, reporter for WNYC Radio. She's been covering the dog show for decades. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sadie, I want to ask you how she won, but first let's give a say to Judge Elliot Weiss, who knows why Sadie won Best in Show.
She thinks very highly of herself, and she looked at me and as if to say, you know, enough already. You know I'm special. Just go give me the ribbon. I mean, it was that kind of look, which is typical Scottish Terrier, and that's the breed character you want.
Sarah Montague, when you looked at Sadie, did you get that impression?
I absolutely did. In fact, the clip you just played at the top of the moment was from a conversation I had with Gabriel on Sunday at a charity brunch, and I said, Scotties are incredibly opinionated and self-willed. How did you get her to buy into this? And he said, basically, it's a marriage. I just do whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants. You know, to a lot of outside observers, the Westminster Dog Show appears to be sort of a canine four-legged fashion show. Is it something more than that to these judges and the handlers?
Much more than that, and I've always thought that that was an inaccurate comparison, and that the more interesting one was more like the Olympics without the tasks. Most of what's being judged here has nothing to do with beauty per se. It has to do with dogs being bred for particular tasks and particular kinds of performance, particular ways of relating to us in our world, and looking at each one and saying, does that one come up to that standard? Is that the best Scottish Terrier I can see? Is that the best Chihuahua? Is that the best Mastiff?
But a working dog like a Border Collie who's bred for a task doesn't get to herd a bunch of sheep on the floor at the dog show, so how does he meet that standard?
The standards have to do with physical type. So what the judge is looking for, and if you watch this on television, you can see how they're kind of being patted down as if they're going through customs. They're looking for bone structure. They want to see that the shoulder is free and can move freely. They walk them back and forth. You watch them running them across the tarmac. That's to see if they move freely, if their hips work properly. They hold their heads to see if they can move properly. Depending on what the breed is, there's something that each judge is looking for, and he has or she has that picture in his mind.
Now, I was going to say, yeah. Sarah, you got to see the photos of our takeaway dog show. Clearly, most of these are dogs that they're not pure breeds, many of them, but they're also not bred to be show dogs. The Benny was the winner of the takeaway dog show, and here's a clip from the owner.
Up until recently, though, he was a little overweight. Actually, the vet had him listed as obese, as a Chihuahua. He was up to almost 9 pounds, and they're supposed to be about, I think, between 5 and 6 pounds.
Benny probably not standing a chance at the Westminster Dog Show.
That is true. And in fact, in some respects, the only way in which I would say the fashion show comparison makes any sense is these dogs are beautifully kept and fit, and it does help, I think, owners of any kind of dog to remember this is an animal with a body. It's a mammal. Cherish it. Love it. Don't overcute it. Don't overfeed it. Don't let it lose its natural dignity by turning it into a possession or an accessory or something you're not paying attention to.
Many of these dogs, I have to say, sort of they cute themselves enough, especially the ones on our website on thetakeaway.org. Sarah Montague, reporter with WNYC, who has spent many years covering the Westminster Dog Show, helping us cover the dogs, the working dogs, the show dogs, and of course, Sadie, Best in Show.
From Michigan.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.